It's Paul Smolin, MD, your PEDcast host, bringing you informative and entertaining knowledge on a wide range of parenting and child health topics. You have parenting questions, he has answers. And here is your PEDcast host, Dr. Paul Smolin.
Welcome. This is Dr. Paul Smolin, also known as Doc Smo, broadcasting from Studio 1E in Charlotte, North Carolina. Thanks for joining me today. I developed PEDcast to help parents navigate a myriad of parenting topics ranging from infancy to graduation. In these PEDcasts, I express general observations and opinions that I have developed over a generation of pediatric practice and parenting. I am not providing medical judgments or advice. Let's talk kids with today's topic. Doc Smo here, your PEDcast host. Okay, now I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to imagine the scene that I'm going to describe. I think of this as sort of a Norman Rockwell kind of scene. A beautiful baby's room with a beautiful baby laying naked on a changing table, with powder being sprinkled all around their bottom. Babies giggling. They love that nice dry feel to their bottom. They like the aroma of the powder. And the baby seems to just love the whole ambiance of this scene, especially if that powder is real smooth and silky and has talc in it, what's called talcum powder. Well, what could be more traditional than baby powder? For your grandmother, it was essential. Unfortunately, there is a dark side to powders that you should know about. There are things all parents need to know about baby powder, which we're going to discuss today in this PEDcast. Before you start sprinkling that powder around your baby and yourself, take a listen to this PEDcast and learn why the use of baby powders is controversial and potentially harmful to both you and your baby. Well, let's start our discussion today by answering the question, what are powders? Powders are substances that have been pulverized. Don't you love that word, pulverized? Pulverized means smashed and ground into the smallest particles that you can make. These particles are very small, and they provide a super absorbent surface to keep liquids away from your child's skin. Today's powders are made either from cornstarch, that's the sugar from corn, or a pulverized mineral called talc stone. Now talc, you recognize the word talc in talcum powders. Talc is a mineral that is mined in Europe, in the Middle East, and Australia mainly. And when the powders are produced, the smaller the particles that you can create from these things, the higher the quality of the powder. And talc can be pulverized into much smaller particles than cornstarch, so it's considered to be the best substance to make a powder from. The small size of these particles create a large surface area to absorb a lot of moisture. And that's moisture that just doesn't have a chance to touch your baby's skin. No moisture, no yeast. No moisture, no chemical irritation of your child's skin. Now, another feature of powders, in addition to their absorptive quality, is they have a lubrication effect. They reduce chafing and friction against your child's bum. And you definitely want to reduce friction and chafing against your child's bum. Their skin is very thin, it's very easily damaged, and their bottoms can be much more comfortable without chafing. Well, I've made a pretty good case for why you should use powders with your baby, but now we need to talk about the flip side of this argument. We need to talk about the health problems that can be associated with baby powders. And here are the observations that have made pediatricians and other health experts worry. Number one, people who work in talc factories for long periods of time and who have a lot of exposure to talc dust often have serious lung and other health problems, including lung cancer. Observation 2. The same thing has been seen in babies, that is lung problems, if a baby has inhaled a large amount of a powder. Observation 3. Some of the naturally occurring talc that's mined around the world has asbestos fibers in it, and we're absolutely certain that asbestos is a carcinogen. It can cause cancer. It's a fiber that, if inhaled, gets deep in the lung and can provoke a cancerous reaction 20, 30, 40 years after it's inhaled. Problem number 4. What makes talc-based powders and really high-end powders so great, the small particle size, also makes it more hazardous. It's that small particle size that can drift deep, deep, deep into your lung or your child's lung and sit there for long periods of time. And those little particles can provoke allergic reactions or scarring or even cancerous reactions. And remember, when you sprinkle that powder inside your house, now that houses are made really tightly, you know, and people don't open their windows and all that stuff, that powder's going to settle on the floor, on dressers, on beds, and every time you walk back in that room, you're going to stir it up and put it back up in the air, especially the small particles, and you have another chance to breathe them deep into your lungs. So we just don't think that's a good idea. Okay, so you've heard the good news about powders. They work. They're great. They help keep baby's skin in good shape. But you've also heard the bad news about powders. There's some health concerns, and those health concerns are significant enough that I think it warrants that you not use them if possible. So how do we keep a baby's bottom in good shape when they're in diapers, or what the Brits call napkins or nappies? That's their name for diapers. Well, here's what I recommend. I recommend that you frequently change diapers. That gets the urine and the poop off their skin as fast as possible. And during diaper changes, you need to carefully wash your baby's bottom. I recommend using water and a soft cloth. Diaper wipes are great, but they've got chemicals in them. And I think they're good for on the fly, but around the house, I think you can just use water. Now, I see a lot of people change babies' diapers. They'll take the diaper off, they'll wash the baby, but before the baby has a chance to dry, they're putting another diaper on. And I think that's a mistake. I think you need to let the skin dry before you put the new diaper on. The whole idea is to keep your baby's bottom dry. And if you don't give them a chance to dry out before you put the new diaper on, then you've defeated the whole purpose of changing their diaper. Now, I'm an advocate of barrier creams. I think they can be very helpful for keeping poop and pee away from your baby's skin. But I want you to avoid using powders, if at all possible, because of the concern about inhaling the powders. And never, never use talc-based powders if you're going to use a powder. Only use the cornstarch-based powders. And if a powder is used, remember to use as little as you can and keep it away from your face and your baby's face. That wraps up today's PEDcast. Short, practical, and hopefully informative. I do hope you learned something today. If you enjoyed the PEDcast format, feel free to subscribe on iTunes or catch the feed on Facebook or Twitter. You can also go to my website, docsmo.com, and download any archived podcast that you like. There's 45 subjects to date. And share that DocSmo experience with your friends and your relatives. Maybe a grandparent would like to listen. Feel free to offer comments, and if I find them insightful, I will post them on my blog. And there will be Smo notes on today's episode. That's reference material with regard to today's podcast. This is Dr. Paul Smolin, broadcasting from beautiful Studio 1E. That's my first child's bedroom on the east side of the house in Charlotte, North Carolina. Hoping you will take care to keep your children from breathing powdery air. Until next time. I want to thank the following people for their contributions to this Beadcast. Seth Jaffe for his creative editing. Sarah Smolin for her digital editing and photography. And Ben Smolin, Jerome Moof, and Robert Beezer for providing this wonderful music you are hearing. Thanks, guys.